Hello and welcome to Classical Music Spotlight and choral arrangements by Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos. He did these when he spent a number of years creating materials for use in music education in his homeland. The music you just heard was his arrangement of one of Mendelssohn's Songs Without Words, and here's a bit more. Heitor Villa-Lobos was a Brazilian composer, conductor, cellist, and classical guitarist who has been called the single most significant creative figure in 20th century Brazilian art music. He composed orchestral, chamber, instrumental, and vocal works, and by the time of his death in 1959, he'd composed more than 2,000 works. His music was influenced by both Brazilian folk music and by stylistic elements from the European classical tradition, especially the music of Bach. In 1932, Villa-Lobos was invited to set up an ambitious program of music education in the public school system in the city of Rio de Janeiro. The result was an amazing body of music created with teachers and students in mind. Choral music played a central role in Villa-Lobos' educational work, and with these transcriptions, he allowed a far greater number of people to enjoy this music, whether or not they had instruments at hand. Here is Traumerei, Dreaming, from Robert Schumann's Scenes of Childhood. Music by Robert Schumann. Although many of the choral transcriptions on this album have no words, in Franz Schubert's Ständchen or Serenade, the original German words have been translated into Brazilian Portuguese, But in English, the words go, a thrush in a palm tree far away sings. It sings for you. It understands the pain of yearning, and it sings. It sings for you. It knows all about happiness. It knows all about the pain of love. It knows all about the pain of love. Listen, my heart, it's late. The thrush sings its song. The thrush sings its song. Music by Franz Schubert. The best of these choral arrangements make it seem like these could have been the original versions. One such is Chopin's Waltz No. 7 in C-sharp minor, originally composed for piano, of course. Villa-Lobos transposes it into B minor and works small miracles with how he sets the voices so it sounds completely natural with choir, though it may also be due to the excellence of the Sao Paulo Symphony Choir. Villa-Lobos once said, "The music of Bach is without doubt the most sacred gift to the world of art." So it's not surprising that Bach's music influenced Villa-Lobos more than that of any other composer, by a long shot. This album includes a number of his transcriptions of the music from Bach's well-tempered clavier, which highlight Villa-Lobos' skill as an arranger, but highlight equally the excellence of this choir. The Sao Paulo Symphony Choir under Valentina Pelleggi is just outstanding and make this entire album a pleasure. Music by Bach. The Sao Paulo Symphony Choir was founded in 1994 and has a repertoire that spans a variety of musical periods, but with a particular emphasis on 20th and 21st century music and works by Brazilian composers. It's recorded a number of albums, including several for Naxos. Here they are with Elegie by Jules Massenet.
Thank you.
The music in this podcast is from a new release in the Music of Brazil series, a project developed by the Brazilian Ministry of Foreign Affairs to promote music by Brazilian composers dating back to the 18th century. Over a period of about 5 years, around 100 orchestral works from the 19th and 20th centuries will be recorded and released as part of the series on Naxos. This particular album features the choral transcriptions of Heitor Villa-Lobos with performances by the São Paulo Symphony Choir conducted by Valentina Pelegi. Naxos catalog number 8.574286. Over the past 20 minutes or so, we've heard music by everyone except Villa-Lobos. So to go out, here's a bit of his transcription of his own piece, Bahianas Brasileiras No. 9. Thanks for joining me. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now. No.